This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a slutty little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A lawmaker in New York has proposed legislation that would begin sex education in the elementary school. The controversial bill proposes that schools would teach five-year-olds about gender identity, and kids as young as 11 would learn about vaginal, oral, and anal sex, queer, two-spirit, asexual, and pansexual identities, as well as receive explicit instructions on the use of external and internal condoms, dental dams, and other contraceptives. Ironically, the article we found that put us onto this was incredibly negative and biased, but we're thrilled. Thanks to Samra Brook for proposing this legislation. We'll be rooting for you.
Videos were leaked of Australia's Conservative Party Parliament staff performing sex acts in Parliament, including one video of a man masturbating on a female colleague's desk. The Australian Parliament has been repeatedly criticized as a toxic workplace where the MPs apparently use the Parliament prayer room to have sex. And there are even worse sexual abuse allegations that are said to have taken place in a minister's parliamentary office. As we say in America, are you about to lose your job?
A survey of 2,000 people hosted by eHarmony found that 50% of men say that the pandemic has improved sex with their partner, while 71% of women reported that the pandemic was a huge turnoff. The discrepancy may be in the definition. It's possible the surveyed men are equating more frequent sex with better sex, since the study also reported that 45% of men have been having more sex. I personally will always choose quality over quantity.
And speaking of frequency, Suzanne Summers is back in the news talking about how often she's having sex with her husband. At age 74, she boasts that most days she's having sex 3 times before noon with her 84-year-old husband. They've been married for 44 years. I mean, a slow clap for you, Suzanne. Talk about unrealistic expectations, but a slow clap nonetheless.
In local news, one of our staff members recently started an erotic writing group. She reports that it's the most fun she's ever had. We can't wait to read what they've been up to.
Wow, what a show we have for you today, you guys. I've been stoked to talk about this topic for quite some time. In fact, this is the topic when most people are like, what's the thing that surprised you when starting this podcast that you didn't know you thought was hot? And for a long time, I said, wedgies. But now, it's wrestling!
This is absolutely your jam.
Yes! I'm so stoked!
I watched an hour and a half of porn for you, babe.
I know. Thank you so much. I mean, to be clear and honest with you, our listeners, we try to pick videos that are like, you know, max a half hour long because, well, we have lives and
we have other things we do.
Right. And also, like, sometimes watching more than an hour of porn in research, you know, weekly just for pure criticism, not for enjoyment.
It wears you down.
Yeah.
It kills the romance.
Right. So we got to keep it. We like to keep it between less than an hour. So that way, when we watch porn for our pleasure, it's not like, wow, I've spent, you know, the lifespan of a butterfly watching porn this week.
Yeah.
Anyways,
to drive us off topic again, but I feel like I need to say it out loud. I am in my father's house, and it's making me
uncomfortable because my father doesn't know I have this podcast. He's a born-again Christian and made a comment about, like, why do women have their asses out on the beach? Like, within 24 hours of me getting to Florida to twist his arm and get him vaccinated. So if I sound quieter,
she sounds a little in the pocket.
That's why. I'm like, and then his cock was coming around. Like, if I just sound wildly not like myself, it's because I'm in the closet in certain ways. Well, in all ways, I guess. But it sucks. I don't mean to celebrate that, but it's just the circumstance and situation. Luckily, he's pretty hard of hearing and I think just went out to get lunch. So this will probably be fine, but doesn't mean I'm not a paranoid baby.
Right. You're safe, babe.
And welcome to my personal life, everyone. Anyway, wrestling.
So I couldn't even tell you, like, what, when was the first time, like, what we were researching something else that, like, led me down the rabbit hole of watching wrestling. But I'm going to say it was on kink.com. Okay. And I discovered Naked Combat.
Yes.
And I, something about two men. I mean, first of all, wrestling just in general without the sex.
Yeah, like, how far back does that go for you? Because
so
I'm new to this.
Erotic.
Oh, well, that we all know. Like, yes. That absolutely 100%. I have known that since I knew what the word homoerotic meant. Like,
right.
I was like, so wrestling? Like, yes. I feel like when I learned that word, I was like,
right.
So, for example, this thing where that is absolutely gay, but not gay.
Right. I never really watched wrestling ever. Like, I mean, I guess I, like, watched, like, sometimes, like, WWE when I was a child because, like, boys that I thought were cute in school would, like, be like, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I feel like maybe I once or twice tried to do it to, like, get into it to, like, be that cool girl. But when I dated a guy in college, he was a high school wrestling coach, like, assistant coach. And I went with him to, like, a tournament. And I was just, like, sitting in this
You were like, maybe I'm
gym.
A pedophile?
Yeah, 100%. Well, first of all, I was, like, 19.
Well, maybe I'm in a...
I was, like, 19 at the time. And I was watching these, like, 16-year-old, like, strapping young dudes just, like, sweaty and, like, grunting and, like, flipping each other around. And I was, like... Okay, this is horny.
Yeah, so I understand this because for prep for this episode, I definitely watched some high schooler who's like making his own YouTube videos about wrestling. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable watching this.
This is
not for me. I should not be allowed to see this on the internet, but I get it.
Right.
My journey with wrestling. Mm-hmm. So I always was kind of grossed out by wrestling in like high school because...
Oh, sure.
A, I don't like the uniforms. I'm like the opposite of like a spandex enthusiast.
Okay.
Or particularly like the little strappy,
the singlet,
like short,
yeah.
short, like the, what's it? The singlet. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
I know.
Also like maybe this is particular to the culture of the school where, cause I went to an art school, so we didn't even have wrestling in my school, but I did run cross country and sometimes like cross paths with the wrestling guys in the like locker room, whatever hallways when I was running cross country at a separate school.
Sure.
And like just word on the street was just that it was actually kind of problematic and that like the guys had basically like borderline eating disorders or that they would like strap themselves. Like they'd like put on layers and strap themselves with weights and like run around to like sweat off weight to get into their like weight category. And I was like, that
Saran
doesn't sound
under
healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then
drop weight.
Years later, I dated someone who had been a wrestler and who was like very intelligent. That was like honestly the main thing about him, aside from his like physical attractiveness, was that like he could match me in intelligence.
He matched you in intelligence, but did he match you in physical abilities and wrestling?
You know, he did, Rachel. He sure did. That also was the main quality of that relationship.
You know how to throw your weight around. I've seen you.
Yes. Although I don't know the like this episode actually. Yeah. So you've gotten into like cat eyes lately and be like, I'm going to nail liquid eyeliner. I'm like, should I learn how to wrestle? Was like an actual thought process I had around this episode. But he did kind of turn me onto it. A, because a little bit it like found its way into our sex play. But also like he was like, wrestling requires intelligence, like the moves and being able to like maneuver someone else's body and anticipate what they're going to try to do and be able to like counter it quickly. And I was like, okay, this is a good argument for something I hated before. So sure, like I'm into it.
Right.
Yeah. And then since then, it's just been like, sure, wrestling's fine. But this episode really like,
I know,
Like, I didn't know.
It was really exciting for me when you responded and you were like, I guess I'm into wrestling. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm into wrestling. It's a thing now.
It's hot because it's like, I mean, I like sex when it's like a fight, you know? I like sex when there's like, it's heated and there's an objective, you know?
Yes. And as a fellow Italian woman.
Right. Yeah. I want it to be passionate. I want it to be like, you know, and I also like wrestling porn specifically because, I mean, there's the like kind of like dubious consent, right? Like it's sort of feels a little bit like it could be like dangerous, you know, like like the other person. But like, obviously, it's consensual because they signed up to do this. Yeah. It's role playing. But
yes,
I like it because it's also not you're not fighting. You're fighting to fuck the other person, you know? Like, once you win, you get to fuck them. You know, like, how you want to.
You're not fighting to, like, be fucked. It creates a funny tension that during this, like, the videos that we'll talk about more later and we'll save some of it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like, when someone's, like, trying to suck your dick, you're still like, get off of me because you want to dominate them. Yes. You know, like, it was sort of funny to be like, you're just fighting to fuck and to be the, like, it's a really funny dynamic.
To give, which I love. You're not fighting to take. That's why it's like it feels a little safer, you know? You're not like forcing your cock in someone's mouth like in a, like a scary scenario. You're like, I'm trying to force their cock in my mouth. depending on the setup of the
It's so it's also creates it sort of maintains that tension that I think is hot about the thing that we were just talking about of like wanting sex to have that tension and that passion.
Yeah.
That like because you can't just stop. Like, so these videos, part of the reason these videos are 45 fucking minutes long each is because you're like putting off sex as long as possible and like building as much tension as possible.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I'm gonna, but you're like literally like shoving genitalia in your own face or like having it shoved in your face. So it's like this, like the sexual tension is so present.
Yeah.
And it's so active. It's not like boring and you're like waiting for something to happen or you're like watching tepid foreplay that nobody's into.
Yeah.
It's like this whole other thing and you're like, just fuck already is like how I felt watching it.
It's so exciting. And I love that it's you're fighting to make the other person come.
Yes.
Like that's how sex should be all the time, I feel like.
Yes.
It's like, I mean, I guess because like I'm a giver and I like actually having sex with other givers because it's like, no, I wanna make you feel good. No, I wanna make you feel good. And that's what's hot to me.
Yeah.
But you know, truth be told, I actually really like, I like two men when I watch wrestling. So I'm going to go for like the naked combat before like Ultimate Surrender. But I mean, they're both hot, you know, and even evolved fights, which is can sometimes be like any genders. But there's something about two men. And I think it's just because of like my history of watching wrestling and knowing that it's always like two straight guys, you know, and all of
there's
these
something
videos.
About the like homoeroticism of the straight bait.
Yes,
that's even more enticing. That totally makes sense to me. You're also straight, so like watching men's bodies like is hot to you. So when it's like two of them, why not?
Right. That's like I want to see a dick. So when there's two dicks, I'm like, well, it's a win-win.
Yeah,
and also I like butt stuff. So you know, there's also that. Also, into
all
that.
The stuff. Just check in your boxes. Yeah.
Right. Do you want to learn a fun term?
I literally was going to ask you the same thing. I wonder, I have a few terms, so let's just play some, let's learn some terms.
Okay, cool.
You go first.
Okay, so the first one that I have is sphenolagnia.
Yes.
Which is muscle worship. It's a form of body worship in which one participant, the worshiper, touches the muscles of another participant, the dominant, in a sexually arousing manner. This is hot to me. As much as I'm like, definitely like don't really care about having like a hot body like when it's there, I mean, I'm gonna take it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it all in.
Yeah, it was fun to learn a word for like, oh, like some certainly there's a massive population that has a hint of this, but like the actual just like worship of muscles is a more specific thing, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
I also learned I'm going to start with this one because it's funny, but it came out of the other one. So I'm betting you have the other one on deck. This one is stink face, a humiliating wrestling move, basically like face sitting, but usually clothed.
Yeah. Oh, stink face.
See what they did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I believe that extends outside of the porn world, though I'm not entirely
sure either. I hope it does. That's amazing.
If it doesn't, then I'll call up Kaden, the YouTuber, and be like, hey, here's a move to add to your repertoire.
I mean, face sitting is huge in wrestling.
Yeah. Huge part of the like humiliation dynamic, which we haven't even really talked about.
Yes.
But obviously that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Is the other word jobbing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Jobbing. This came from an article, this Vice article by Jake Hall with Ty Alexander, who's like an adult wrestler and known for like his cocky character, and he's like really good at being a submissive, and he's well loved for his jobbing. So he's being thrown around by a domineering opponent and loving every second of it.
Yeah.
Which is nice. But it's like I like to see that they love it, but I also like to see them like struggling. Which is, you know, like I like to see like them, like the humiliation.
You like
part.
To see the awkward grappling and the
then like really trying to win, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's something about that, like the competitiveness of the sport that feels also super homoerotic.
I think that's where you're and my like proclivities for this differ, because I think that's also part of what I didn't like about wrestling. Like, I hate watching guys fight. Like, it's especially like real ones. Like I'm talking a little bit less about like professional wrestling. I mean, like WWE wrestling is a whole other category, and that's literally stage combat. That's dance. That is the fine art of dance.
just
being willing to able to destroy your body.
Right.
But I like, if you actually watch like two dudes fucking brawl at a party, it's so stupid. Like it's so sloppy and like,
right.
Like everybody just like trying to get a hit in and just like horrible looking and messy. And like wrestling is not like high school wrestling or like wrestling matches, like that kind of thing is not that far of a cry from that. And the part that's just like messy and I'm just like, oh, we're all just like unevolved animals. You know, like that part of it is weirdly I'm not into.
Yeah.
But in the context of these videos, I was like, I get it. Like there are elements of it. Like I sort of struggled to vacillate between being like, ugh, fights, between like that and being like, oh, this is hot and sexy and like, whoops, like something's gonna happen here. You know, like the tension of the sex makes it hotter, but there's still a part of me that's like, stop fighting, guys.
Is uncomfortable about it with it. That feels so primal that I really like it. Like it feels like ancient Greece, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I like it. Cause it's like you are literally fighting. Cause I mean, we talk about this all the time. Sex is power dynamics. You're fighting to be the top, you know?
Yes.
Like you are literally fighting to make someone your submissive. And it's so clear to me. And I think that's why it's
that part of it's
on.
Really cool and compelling because in a lot of dom sub porn stuff or sex stuff in general, there's not that competition. It's just very clearly those dynamics.
The rules
so it is
from
really
get-go,
fascinating to watch that tension in action.
Right.
That I'm here for.
In
sure.
one of the videos that we're going to talk about, like he was like, oh, you've thought, oh, you, what'd you call me? You thought I was a little bottom bitch? Like now you're who's the bottom now. And I was like, ah! I loved it. I really loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we could also talk about like WWE and how there's some, there's this article that someone said like it helps them understand their sexuality.
You know?
Like the way wrestlers were portrayed, they had a, you know, tight costumes and everything, and they were like slicked in oil. And this one therapist said that like while the experiences after watching WWE may vary from person to person, the matches were perhaps the first time a lot of younger queer kids got the external stimulus that they didn't know their sexual awakening needed. You know, we got to see bodies ranging from fit to chubby, well-built, powerful, greased up. And like, you know, these are the kinds of things that we mentally sexualize. But when they like, you know, are finally on a screen, we realize how it affects
us. Yeah, until we get that visual stimulus. Yeah. We're like, oh, I might be gay.
Yeah, that's what like this therapist, Deepak Kashyap, said. So
I love that. I love the, I don't quite know how to describe this, but I love the fun surprise.
Yeah. You didn't know that
something
that, was
that
be.
Like is not a community that is like deliberately homoerotic, you know, like WWE did not set out to like
certainly
awaken
not.
Queerness in a massive population. And I just fucking love because it like shoves it in the face of all the homophobes that ascribe to like
which
WWE.
I'm sure if you if you know the Venn diagram of like
yes I'm sure there's know. Like plenty of folks who just love WWE and are not close-minded and plenty of folks who are straight up gay or queer who love pro wrestling.
Right.
And then a bunch of fucking homophobes who also love it. And I'm yeah. like, your thing is super gay.
Yeah, I know. I want to like see their faces when they're like, no, you're it's not like, gay.
And I'm like, you're like turning people gay. Yeah. And for people who are not watching the video podcast, find us on Patreon.
Yeah.
I'm doing air quotes because you can't turn people gay. But this right. like, this awakening element is just great fodder to be. It's just good, clean fucking fun. I love it.
I love it. I love it too. So I have a showdown for you.
I want this showdown from okay. you. Cool. We're flipping the script, folks. Today, yeah. Rachel is just going to surprise me with her wrestling favorite showdown right. titles because she's the wrestling queen.
Okay, cool. All right. So first one for you. The Slot and the Cop. Jenna. Fantasy mixed wrestling.
The Slot and the Cop.
The Slot and the Cop. All
it
cops,
almost
Jenna.
Works on multiple levels.
Right.
But, you know.
I mean,
probably
if you
just
want
a typo.
If, maybe that's what you call your vagina, the slot, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe I will now. Maybe yeah. moving forward, I'll work that into the vocab.
Ugh, that just made me turn my stomach.
You ate it.
Oh, your slot. Okay. Next one. Samantha's perfect boobs almost made me tap out.
Whoa. Okay. Because yeah. she was suffocating or
I
like,
don't know.
I said she. I don't know why I assumed that the Samantha's partner was a female.
We don't
just,
know.
Maybe it was wishful thinking because yeah. we're about to talk about like a hot lesbian porn.
Totally.
Samantha's perfect boobs.
Yeah. It reminded me of there's a scene in Sex and the City when Samantha dates like a wrestling coach and they like play wrestle in like the singlets and the like the helmets and everything. And then they fuck. And I was like, yeah, I remember seeing that earlier on, too. And I was like, yep, that's hot to me.
Hmm.
Sign me up
I
for that,
I forgot about
please.
That, but now that you mention it, I vaguely remember. I wasn't a big Sex and the City watcher, but have seen enough of it because I'm a human woman in America.
Okay, wow. I didn't know this about you, and I'm shook by it.
Yeah, I got my sex awakening other ways, okay. you know?
Fair enough.
Sex and the City was old hat to me. Just kidding. I it was fine. I just didn't have HBO is really probably the reason.
Probably. Okay, next one. Throwback video, AJ Lee, come on figurine, WWE diva.
There is so much. Come on figurine.
Yes. So this one I had to watch because it's like a little figurine of a wrestling, like a ring. And then a little figurine, a diva figurine in the little ring. And a guy just jerking off his dick and coming.
I can't see your hands. Like, at what scale? You've got, like inch tall, like, ring. Literally, this like, is, tiny action yes, figures? Like, yes. army men? Or, like,
this is the ring, and, like, this was the figurine.
Oh
and he's
God.
Just, like, jerking off into it. I was like, wow, okay, I mean...
Very specific.
Whatever gets you off,
very specific
sir.
Toy play. It feels mm-hmm. like that wants to intersect with giantess porn.
Yes, totally.
I just drooled and had to wipe the side of my mouth, but it was unrelated. Yeah. But maybe.
You were drooling out of...
Unless.
Because you were just ravenous for this video?
Guess so. Okay, guess action one. Figures does it for me.
Who knew?
I don't know how I missed that, but here we are.
Subscribe to the Patreon to see what she does with them. Just kidding. Anyways, Peter's defeat. Victoria Diana, 11-inch fantasy mixed wrestling.
A lot I of like, women's first names.
Right. But I like the name. I like Peter's defeat. You
yes.
know, that was good for me.
Peter's defeat. Yeah, it works on multiple levels. Peter's yeah. defeat. Victoria, Diana, Susan.
Yes.
Henry and William.
And 11 inches.
Wrestling.
That's it. We don't know what 11 inches refers to. We don't know.
We can guess.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Actually, sorry. That's not inches. That's foot. 11 foot.
What?
It's one dash, right? That's a foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's 11
Oh, it's
foot.
Like 11
dash.
Apostrophe.
Yes. So unless it meant to be like 2011, the apostrophe is in the wrong place.
Yeah.
I mean, grammar. And this is why it's important.
Yeah, because I'm just deeply confused. Is it
same.
Where we are? Is it how many people? Is it the dick? Is it
who knows? 11-foot dick?
Is it Peter?
No, thanks.
Is it Susan, Victoria, Henry, Diana? I don't know. Anything is possible in this universe.
Okay. Last one.
Okay.
Crank your hog dry. All caps.
Anything to do with wrestling? Just tagged?
No idea. It just is tagged wrestling. It says, crank your hog dry.
Woo. Yeah. I'm going to use that phrase as soon as possible. Yeah. I'll report back.
Please.
It's absolutely going into the...
Like, I love someone just referring to their dick as a hog, you know?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite random... Like, no one ever uses hog in a sexy context.
You like, can't. Sorry, but it's not... You can't.
Rachel, I want so badly now to, like, ruin a sexed session by just, like, getting crank your hog in there and just, like, seeing how it goes.
Can you imagine if you said, let me see your hog? Like...
I hear a challenge.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to make this work.
It's hard. I mean, out of all the meats available, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ham. Who knew?
Ham. Ham sausage,
baby. I would definitely, like, prescribe ham more to a vulva. But that's just me.
I see that.
I have a ham sandwich. I've talked about it many times.
I see that. Your hog. But, like, I'm thinking pork sausage.
Oh, okay.
Your hog.
Yeah. Porkin, you know. That's a term, porkin.
Yeah.
What else?
You know, we could do this etymology forever, but let's just take a break and come back to talk about the videos.
Cool.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back to talk about sweaty, glistening abs of steel. Tricky Nikki wants to make Winona come.
Featuring Winona and Nikki Darling.
Yes, Winona the gymnast, as we've learned.
Winona the gymnast, yes. Yeah. Very important detail video.
Right. So this is from Ultimate Surrender. It's a channel on kink.com. And if you guys don't know, Ultimate Surrender, it's their videos mostly directed by Ariel X. And it's pretty much two... female-identifying wrestlers, performers, and by getting a series of points, three rounds, you get points for different things like hands and pussy, kissing, tits and face, things like that.
Yeah, you have a much better understanding of the point system because I was like, oh, Nikki only got like 2 points at the end of it. And I was like, wait, what were the points? Like, I didn't quite track that perfectly. Mm-hmm. Although I did appreciate how vocal our announcer was, our like ref slash
the commentary
sports commentator.
I lived for it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can also get points if you make the other person come.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's very
end,
hard to do with women. You know, it's hard to like make an unwilling vulva come.
Right. So
like,
they're wiggling
around. That's a fascinating
around.
Challenge.
Yeah. Right. So, and then at the end, round four, the winner gets to fuck the other person or do whatever they want. They are the top.
Prize round.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this was great. I also love the format of this because they have like the little intros and they're like, this is my strategy.
Yeah.
It is like Mortal Kombat where it's like the person and like they're standing and they're posing.
They might
they
as well
like,
be.
Hands, you know, around their body and they're like showing off and they're like, I weigh this much. I'm this height. And my strategy is to use my legs to wrap around Winona's dumb body or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to strap her down and then do some finger banging.
Yeah.
Like literally Winona, she did like a weird gesture for her finger bang that just looked like a fish hook. And I was like, doesn't look appealing when you put it like that, but
right.
Sure.
Yeah. In round four, I'm going to wrap her up like a pretzel and make her eat her own pussy.
Yeah.
I loved that. So it's like 8 minutes of three rounds. And it's like legit, like they like are really fucking fighting, you know?
I will say this one felt much less urgent than the other one. And we'll talk about the other one more.
Right.
In this episode, y'all, we're also basically just like talking through two ethical porns. Neither of these is problematic for reasons that are probably self-explanatory.
And also because we love it.
Yeah. And also because we're like, let's just watch some good wrestling porn.
Totally.
Yeah, like I think it was real, but I think I just was like, wow, really? Like Winona like really dominated Nikki and it just was like, and then she just like kept bringing her down.
Yeah,
you know?
She was strong as hell.
Yeah. And like bigger than her, which is obviously a factor.
Yeah. But what was interesting was a couple of times, like, you know, Winona was like face sitting on her and like Nikki would then like yank her panties across and like try to like eat her out from below and like make her come to like get points.
Yes. Yeah.
So like if she can, you know, like if she could, she'll get points for it if she could do it. So I liked that. I liked that strategy, you know?
Yeah.
And I love that there's like kissing involved too.
Yes. This is what like, I was like, it was like, I think why I was like, this is slightly less intense than the guy on guy version we'll discuss.
Yeah.
Is it was like a little bit more playful and it wasn't like that, like, like awkward giggly shit that we've gone over many times you hate.
Yes.
Well, I cannot stand for. But there was like a little bit more of like awkward giggles. And then much sooner, these women were like into it and kind of like admitting the like sexuality of it. Like it took a lot longer with the other one to be like, but are they gonna fuck?
Yeah, what's going on here? No, like they went straight from the get-go. Like they're yanking each other's tops off, you know?
Yeah.
They were, like, getting the other person naked. Like, I was like, these girls came in to fuck, you know?
Yes, yeah.
But it's so fun to kind of bounce back and forth between, like, rooting for them and then also being turned on, you know?
Yeah,
like, I was like, Nikki, get control!
Yeah, only because I, like know Nikki Darling's work a little better and, like, Winona's acting style was a little weird. Like, she might have just been going for camp, but, like, when she opened in the, like, okay, I'm gonna do this, I was like, too much, I'm rooting for Nikki. Like, I just got on Nikki's team, and then when she was losing, I was like, oh, come on!
I know,
was, like, too invested, like, in the match.
Right, I'm rooting for the underdog, you know? Like, she was getting her ass beat, but she wasn't, like, I mean, she was fighting back. She just was, like, you know, overpowered.
Just couldn't, like, get into a dominant position, like, couldn't get that weight shift.
Yeah, and as we know, Winona is a gymnast, so she's strong as hell.
Yeah, her abs are crazy.
Yeah. What's also interesting is, like, they do, I mean, we love kink because they're so careful with their performers and boundaries and everything, but, like, there will be moments where they're like, you're on my neck, and they're like, oh, sorry, you know, like, things like that. Like, there was communication and...
Yeah, and they have that ref there, too. Not in this one, but the other one. They're like, watch your neck! Like, there was watch it. Like, there were, like, people keeping an eye on this so it doesn't actually turn into a terrible situation. Imagine the liability paperwork. Anyway.
Did you know that also they have live shows of this?
Oh, wow.
I had a friend who went to a live show of Ultimate Surrender, and it was like a gangbang.
Wow.
And it was like, and it was in San Francisco back in the day.
Was it back in the day in the
armory days?
The armory. I was going to say fortress. Buckingham Palace. I know you saw that name recently.
But I was like, I would love to see this live.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love to. Yeah. So
dreams.
Right. big surprise, Winona wins, and her prize is Nikki. And so they like, and I love that they make out. I was like, okay, cool. It's not just like immediately to like, I'm going to dominate you.
Yeah.
And then, but what's also fun is like, you know, they get the strap on out and they use the strap on. But then when I was like, but I want you to fuck me in the ass.
Yes. Yes. You know? Like, I'm the winner. So I get to say how I want it. And I want you to fuck me specifically in the ass too.
Right. Right. I know. I love that.
So then she pulls out a different dildo.
Right.
And Nikki works it in her ass and finger bangs her.
Yeah.
So I guess she was the one doing the finger banging as opposed to Winona.
Right. But I loved that it wasn't like just immediately like, yeah, she's getting, she dominates her. Like she definitely fucks Nikki. She eats her ass in a way, which is, was really hot. I loved that. She like, you know, fucks her from behind with a strap on and they do this thing, which was wild. They did like a ceiling hold or whatever. They got the ref to like come in and like hold Nikki in a way like upside down on her back and like suck her strap on upside down. It was crazy.
That was just extravagant.
Yeah,
that was just like, wow. And I was curious if the ref was going to get involved because she was clearly fit. And I mean that athletically in the American sense and attractive in the UK sense. I was like, clearly this chick also does these all the time and dominates.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah,
I loved it. And I loved like Winona was like fucking going insane. Like the noises that she was making when she was getting fucked in the ass. I love to hear. I love to hear because it's like animalistic, you know, like you get to like, it's like a different level of pleasure when like your butthole's involved and you're like, not, there's no way you can be pretty while you get fucked in the ass. Sorry, but you just can't. Like you're just, your face is all kinds of screwed up in pleasure and pain and you're like moaning gutturally from like the seventh depths of hell. It's incredible. I highly recommend it. Listeners, if you haven't ever put stuff in your butt, maybe try it. That's all I'm going to say.
We'll have a sponsor for you on that front soon.
Oh, also important to note, when she, like, after she comes, she does a cartwheel and smacks Nikki's face and walks away. I was like, what the fuck was that?
She's the gymnast.
Right.
And it's wrestling, so there's got to be at least a hint of camp, you know?
There's a little bit of both, you know?
Yeah.
And then, of course, in true kink style, we get a lovely little exit interview. To remind us all that, you know, they had a great time and they signed up for this and nothing terrible happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to move on to Cameron, the kin killer Cade versus Trip Tank Down Townsend. This is from Naked Combat, directed by Sebastian Keys. It has a 100% rating on kink.com. Very important.
Oh, I didn't clock that. Nice. Yeah. Good eye.
Yeah.
And I get it.
I really get it too. I know. So right out the gate, I mean, obviously essentially the same format. They do like the intros. They talk about like their weight, their height, their strategies, whatever.
I learned things. This guy's 5'10 and 165 pounds. And I'm like, what? Like he looks like,
tiny.
I'm just confused. Also, the other guy's 6'1 and 155 pounds.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Learning things about weight. I just, you know.
They talk about their
strategy. And both of them are like fighters. Like one of them has jiu-jitsu experience and one of them has Muay Thai experience.
I know.
So I was like, damn. And then they just scrap. Just like the sloppiest, messiest. Like I was like, we've got jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai. And then they're just like,
I thought it was a really good, well-matched game.
No, I thought so too. Yeah. I just mean it's funny that you hear, like I hear words like jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai and I think of like elegant martial arts.
Sure. Yeah.
And then they immediately like,
right.
They're just
lots
like
of
scrapping.
Yeah.
You know,
lots like, of like, I loved this because, well, I also loved this from the get-go because immediately I was like, it feels straight, you know, and that's why it's hot.
Yeah.
And they were like, if I win, like even like their straightest voice or whatever, I mean, that's probably, I don't know if it's a straight voice, but it's just probably how they sound. But it was like, yeah, if I win, I'm going to fucking ram my cock in his ass. I was like, I'm turned on. So they start and they're trying to like rip each other's. I love them trying to rip each other's undies off, their little panties.
Yes.
That was hot.
That's just a great premise just to spice things up.
Right.
And it still has that like that bully humiliation stank on it.
Yeah.
It has a little of that flavor of like, I'm just trying to get these. I'm just trying to humiliate
your fucking pants.
But it's obviously like also sexual.
Yeah. And there's guys in the background watching, which I also thought was kinky. I loved that.
Yes. By the way, I mean, I assume that they're there just because they're going to like record another match after this. Yeah. But they also like call things out, which is fun. They're like, get them red, you know?
Yeah.
But also at one point, though, I clocked that like one of them just like sweetly had his arm on the other one, like the two guys at the back. I don't know why I noticed that, or it was just so like, aw. Like, I don't know. It's the part of me that like always secretly roots for male camaraderie and just like wants that tenderness, especially in like a fight arena. Mm-hmm. It just was such a funny, weird, random surprise. Right. I feel like I imagined it, but I went back and looked at it and was like, yeah.
That's real.
He's like just gently like holding his friend's back.
Cute.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like grunting and like heavy breathing and slapping of the ass.
Very minimal dialogue. Just dicks dangling, waggling around. Yes,
flopping around. Not a lot of commentary from the ref, which was fine. I didn't miss it, you know?
Yeah. This ref felt a little bit more like, I'm here for safety and I'm here to clock the rounds.
Right, yes.
Less like narrating what's happening.
Right. And I loved it. It took us a while to get into, I mean, because, they started trying to rip each other's little panties off. But it took us a while to before they started to like actually like start to jerk each other off and suck each other, you know?
Yeah.
And I loved that. And it was like, I just love them being like, oh yeah, you like that? You like that? Like, you know, like sitting on their each other's faces. And this whole video was so sexy to me. Like, and then especially once they started to get hard with each other and they're like hard dicks when they were still wrestling and like slapping around.
That took like forever. I was like, how are they not like erect right now?
I know.
You literally have your dick in this guy's face and you're like, also, and I'm going to mix them up, but the dominant, the guy who ultimately like wins the match.
Cam. Yeah.
Thank you. Cam, like the more he started to dominate, the more he started to sort of win the match, the more he started just like humping.
Yes.
Like he just like get on. Yeah. Like, he just get on like Tripp's ass and just be like, meh. Like he would even have like doggy style positioning.
Yeah.
He'd just be like sort of like half side ass.
Yeah.
Half like thigh. And he'd just be like, I was like, this is very like literal dog behavior, you know, to be like, I've got you. And I'm just going to like
so
rub
primal.
It in your face by showing you like very primal. Yeah. But in a hot way, like somehow that I was like finding hilarious and was like into, as opposed to being like, oh, we're all just terrible animals. Right. Like we're uncivilized.
Right.
You know, it's funny. It's just like my multiple brains throughout this, but all of it was very hot for sure.
Something else that I thought was really hot. He like, Cam had Tripp like in like a headlock kind of and was like reaching around and like jerking him off.
Yes.
You know, like again,
there was
I
so much just like clamoring for each other's dicks.
Like, so just being like trying to like, get each other's dicks in their mouth.
Yes.
But I get it. I love that it's not like me shoving. It's not like the dominant shoving his dick in the submissive's face. It's the dominant like trying to sock the submissive.
Yes.
You know?
By the way, this reminds me, I think we've talked about the sex scenes, but have you watched God's Own Country? In its entirety?
No.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Watch that movie. It's on Hulu. Rachel, you're welcome. You are having the most romantic Friday night.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay.
You're welcome. Oh, you're going to fucking love it. It's Brits. It's dicks. I don't want to say anymore.
Okay,
no spoilers.
Right, okay. there's so much to love about this video. I absolutely jerked off to it like immediately after I watched it because I was like, this is so hot. It's so hot. Like just like them like kind of they had like cock and ball torture elements in there because they're like squeezing each other's balls. There's like there's domination, there's humiliation, there's all of it. At one point, like Cam, like one of the guys is like spit in his face and he like spits in Tripp's face.
Yeah.
And like, and then so Cam wins and you know, they're like, Blue's ass is all yours. And he like makes like Tripp like suck his dick. And like there was something about it that like Tripp like didn't really want, like he was acting like he didn't want to do it.
Yeah, he kept up the resistance like through the prize round, which is interesting. Like even in the cum shot, he was like, this reminded my dad's here. I was cum shot. But in the cum shot, he like was like,
he didn't want
part
it.
Of me was also like, that's the appropriate response.
Yeah,
you know,
he was like, no, and like he's like, yeah, like Cam like jerks off and comes in his face, and then he's like, suck it, and of course he does. Yeah, I mean, I loved it. He gets fucked in the ass.
Yeah,
he's like, he fucks his face, and he's like, he's like, who's the bottom bitch now, bro? Like, I was like, this is so hot.
Yeah. Super hot, super fun. I thought Tripp was gonna take it.
Like, I did too. It was a well matched.
It was
fight.
Well matched, and even the score like baffled me. I think it was like 12-7 or 14-7. Uh-huh. Who knows the points,
right?
But I like initially watching it, especially because Cam had been so literally cocky about being like, he's this lanky grasshopper. I don't think he called him that, but he's
something
like
that.
He was called him scrawny and gangly. It was like, he looks, he's a deer in the headlights. Right. I'm going to fuck him in the ass. But then like, as the fight was going on, this is how little I know about wrestling, but also I'm new to naked combat. I was like, I mean, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, I
know. Like, it's really like holding his own.
You know? Like,
I was really rooting for the underdog, where I was like, I wanted the scrawny one to like take it with his Muay Thai or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. But, and then Trip gets to come too. So like Cam comes on his face, makes him suck his cum off. And then he's like, puts him in a chokehold and Cam reaches around and jerks Trip off.
Yes.
And and he's like, after he comes, he's like still so sensitive. And he's like, oh, is it too sensitive?
Yeah.
Like,
and he keeps doing it.
And like, oh,
it was fascinating.
It was so hot to me.
Because like, don't you always want to do that?
Yes.
Don't you just want to be like,
and I'm like,
forever.
Oh, it's so sensitive.
Guys will freak out too. Yeah. They'll be like, get off. Like,
I know.
Like,
ah. I know.
Like, if you, orgasm doesn't work the way mine does. Like, mine, sure, keep going. Yeah.
And then he like makes him like lick his cum off of his hands. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so hot. Absolutely masturbated to it. Probably will masturbate to it again.
Yeah, I haven't yet because I got up at 7 a.m. to watch these, as I sometimes am known to do.
Right.
But both of these are in my spank bank. Both were fucking hot.
Same.
Yeah.
Wow. Wrestling.
Yeah. You know. And we didn't review it, but there was another one that was straight that I was like, I wonder if I'll like the dynamic of straight wrestling in a porn context or that'll be scary. And I was like, holy shit, I'm into this. So,
I know.
I think this is not only in my spank bank, but going to find its way into my sexual repertoire.
Absolutely. I can't wait to find a partner who's like, I'll wrestle and then we'll fight to fuck.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Super hot. Anyways, I'm sweating and I'm hot and bothered now, so I gotta go.
It's time. We both gotta go.
Thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the podcast, on our website at girlsonporn.com, and on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, leave us 5 stars if you dare, and feel free to give us your Instagram handle and we'll tag it and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.